This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been reflecting on an impact thought during our visits this week. When reading God's Word, sometimes a thought develops in my mind based on what I'm reading. I usually stop and write down the thought. After writing it out clearly, I reread the portion that triggered the thought to make sure I was not reading something into the text. Always check to make sure the Bible affirms the thought before you apply it to your life or share it with others. The thought we have been reflecting on came to me in the flow of life. When this happens, I follow the same procedure. I write it out as clearly as I can. Then I check the scriptures to see if they support the thought. If they do, then I call it an impact thought. It would be good to apply it to my life, and I should look for ways to share it with others. We have been doing that with the impact thought that recently came to me. God wants me to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity while living in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. I was facing some challenging circumstances and was getting caught up in the conflicting details. My feelings were ambivalent, and I was getting bogged down and somewhat discouraged. As long as my focus was on the human circumstances and my ambivalent feelings and thoughts, I was sidetracked from what God wanted me to be and do. The impact thought, backed by illustrations from the lives of some well-known Bible characters, helped me get back on track and keep walking, working, and worshiping with divine clarity. May our study keep you on track as well. And if you'd like to review these programs, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.